إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us reminders every day of our lives, every instant of our lives. And the reminders have to do with the meeting with Him Jalla Jalaluhu. Last night at about 2 o'clock, my aunt passed away. Her name was Zahra. And please make dua for her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should forgive her sins and grant her Jannat al-Firdaus. She was, I think, probably about 100 plus years old. And we ask Allah for forgiveness for her, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rabb who gave her death in Ramadan, to ensure that she enters Jannah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of Jannah and shuts the doors of Jahannam in this month. My brothers and sisters, there is no guarantee of when we will die. The only guarantee is that we will die. And that is the reason why it's so important to build the only relationship that will remain after we die. Every relationship ends with death. Many end before death. The only relationship that stays after death is the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. And because of that, the relationship with His Kalam in the Quran, the relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of these are related. So therefore, that's the only relationship which remains. And that's the reason why we need to work on that. If you think about the amount of time and effort we spend on worldly relationships, all of which would be gone, every single one of them. And if you think about how much time and interest we have in developing the only relationship that will remain, it should give us an idea about what kind of changes we need to bring about in our lives. To continue with what we are doing with respect to the Quran and recognizing the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala both within ourselves and in the afaq, let me share with you some thoughts as a reminder for myself and you. If I ask you what is the color of this carpet, you will tell me it is red. But we understand from our understanding of science and how eyesight works that this carpet is not red. There is no red in this carpet. This carpet looks red because the only rays of light that this carpet reflects are in the spectrum the red light. All the others it absorbs, and therefore it appears to be red. As they say, the red is not in the apple. The red is in your eye. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you full color vision, when the optic nerve senses this reflection, the brain then processes that reflection and calls it red. So are you seeing what exists, or are you seeing something which actually doesn't exist? Now think about this. We read the ayat, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. What is the meaning of that? The world is only a figment of the imagination. Explain to me, how is it imagination? That is the reason why we have to study science together with the deen. You will never understand the Quran unless you understand science, and you will never understand the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless you understand the Quran. This separation of science and the deen is the biggest injury that was done to this religion. But if you study them together, it opens the eyes of the heart to the greatness and glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another one. We were at a friend's house, I think last year, and for lunch, and there was somebody else there who was talking about themselves, and this person said that for some unknown reason, I mean, they had no idea why it happened, but suddenly this person lost the function of all the taste buds. So for that person, eating the, and this person, this friend of ours, their biryani is absolutely divine. You know, it was saffron in it. It's got more meat than grains of rice in it. And it's absolutely phenomenal. But for this person, eating that biryani or eating dry grass is the same. The taste buds. And these taste buds are only in the mouth. Once the food goes below, down in the esophagus, down in the gullet, the biryani and the halwa and everything else is the same. There's no difference. Taste buds. The reason I'm saying it, we said yesterday, we build a taluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His ni'mat, for the blessings that He has given us. And as I was saying, we don't have to go very far to look for the blessing. So where is the blessing? Where is the blessing? It's right there. Every single thing in our body is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us partial control over our bodies. This is the greatest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Supposing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said that your entire body will work as long as you can make it work. Your heart will beat as long as you are conscious and you will this heart to beat. But if you lose consciousness, if you go to sleep, if you feel drowsy or whatever, your heart will stop because it's in your control. Welcome, make it beat as long as you can make it beat. Your digestive system will work only as long as you can make it work. Supposing Allah had said this. Your breathing will work only as long as you can make it work. What will happen to us? You will only sleep once. Because you will not wake up from that sleep. But we fall fast asleep. And all the rest of your stuff works. Everything works. Continues to work. Does its job. Your brain says the neurons detox, your digestive system functions, your vascular system functions, your nervous system functions, everything functions. And functions to an extent where in that sleep you can sense danger. In that sleep you can sense a change in temperature, and while sleeping without being conscious of it, you will pull a blanket onto yourself when you feel too cold. Without consciousness about it, you will throw off your blanket if you are feeling too warm. Did you ever think of that? Did you ever wake up in a pool of sweat because you didn't throw off the blanket? No, you do it in your sleep. But suppose I didn't. Can you tell me, when did you throw the blanket? I don't know, I was sleeping. What do you say for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who makes you do all of this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put non-return valves. I'm talking about the plumbing in the system, it's the plumbing in your body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put non-return valves in the veins. They did some, in sports medicine, they did some research on long distance runners. And how they got the idea was looking at the Maasai and the other Kenyan tribes. I mean, I go to Africa every year. Quite literally, I have seen little boys, maybe your size, going to school. How does he go to school? He's got a bag on his back and he's jogging. No shoes. How far is the school? 10 miles. And when he reaches at the end of 10 miles, he's not even breathing hard. Nothing. It's normal. He runs to school 10 miles, runs back 10 miles. I mean, these guys, they can run all day, literally from the morning he wakes up till the night, he can run all day and he's fine. So every single one of them is like an Olympic athlete. So they researched and they found that heart rate, now what will happen to me if I start running? You know, my heart rate will shoot up until something blows. But for them, their heart rate actually goes down. This is very strange. I mean, the guy is exerting more, but his heart rate, instead of increasing, is actually decreasing. And that's when they discovered the work that the long muscles of the legs do
in helping the heart to pump blood. And how that happens is because when the long muscles of the legs move, they contract and they press the veins. So when the veins contract, blood is pushed up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put non-return valves in the veins. So what blood gets pushed up to the heart cannot fall down, can't come back down. When the blood, when it is still, the blood wants to come down because of gravity, the valve closes. Otherwise, if you stood up, all the blood would be in your feet and you would faint because there's no blood in the brain. Yeah? This is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not even talking about the giraffe who, when he is drinking, his head comes down 6 meters and then he senses danger and his head flashes up in a second, 6 meters, 7 meters, and he runs, doesn't get dizzy. Sometimes it happens to us, and especially older people, from sujood, if you suddenly stand up, you start feeling a bit dizzy because of the same reason. The blood supply to the brain gets starved for a minute. So you now what do you think happens to a giraffe? I'm looking at yourself. Don't worry about the giraffe. Non-return valves in the veins. And finally, I want to talk to you about another phenomenal khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love watching these YouTube videos on various scientific things which I'm interested in. And I was watching a video on the Aurora Borealis. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in Arabic, we call it a shafaq. And shafaq sometimes is translated as sunset. It's not sunset. Shafaq is something far more complex than sunset. As we know, the earth has a magnetic field around it, which keeps it safe because the magnetic field deflects solar flares and solar debris and charged particles from the sun and so on, which come. If one of those particles hit the earth, it would, you know, cause major devastation. So the magnetic field deflects all of this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected the earth in such a way that all of these things get deflected several hundred miles above in the atmosphere. You don't even know that's happening. I mean, this is the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala systems. We don't even know it's happening. But this magnetic field on the two poles is weak. And so some of these solar debris and charged particles, they enter the atmosphere. And there, they get neutralized and they get, by interacting with the oxygen and nitrogen molecules. Oxygen molecule, when that burns, it creates a green light. When the nitrogen burns, it creates a red light. Oxygen at a higher atmosphere creates another red light. And these lights, what are called the northern and the southern lights, Aurora Borealis and Aurora Australis, which is the southern aurora in the Antarctic. If you see them, and I'll send you the clips of this with this further reminder, it's unbelievably beautiful. If you see the sight of that, it's simply impossible to describe. The beauty of those lights as they sort of, you know, fluctuate and decrease and increase in brightness, and the amazing colors of what? Of the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. Yeah? Now think about this. This is our Rabb jalla jalla. Which brings me to the final one of these, which is the ability that he has given us, Jalla Jalaluhu, thanks to the Iman that he put in our hearts, where we see these things and we connect them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not the only one seeing them. And today the reality is that unfortunately those who do not understand the Quran, those who do not know the Quran, know a lot more about the dunya than those who know the Quran. Those who know the Quran are two kinds. One who know the Quran, they just read it and leave it somewhere. And the other ones who know the Quran, they read it and so on. But they leave it, they read what they read and they consider that to be enough. They don't go beyond that. But the ones who are going into that, the research of it, they're seeing it in the... They go into all the, how is it happening? But because they do not understand the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they have not been introduced to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not connect the dots. They collect the dots. They don't connect the dots. But unless you connect the dots, there is no understanding. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us understanding. And therefore, that is another, if not the most important thing for us to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make shukr that Allah, because of Iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the understanding to connect these to Himself, Jalla Jalaluhu, and say Subhanallah. Allah gave us the understanding that this one Subhanallah said with the yaqeen and Subhanallah said with the glory and majesty of Allah in our hearts is worth more than this entire universe and everything it contains. Not only the earth. It's one Subhanallah. Is worth more than everything that is there. And that is the understanding of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to help us to understand His kalam, to help us to see His signs in the universe around us and within ourselves, to help us to get the knowledge which opens our hearts and connects us to Him Jalla Jalaluhu. So that we get confidence in this deen, we get confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. And then we live our lives with confidence, fearing no one other than Allah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.